This is the BitSmack podcast for November 24th, 2005.
We're high on tryptophan, and you're listening to BitSmack Weekly. I'm your host, RC, and with me is Goes.
Special Thanksgiving edition of BitSmack Podcast, BitSmack Weekly, whatever we're calling it this week.
Or for those of you outside the States, it's Thursday.
new experience for us. Well, we did this last week, but we're in my basement this week, and I have a lot better setup than RC, so.
You'll be able to get your BitSmack World Basement Tour 2005 t-shirts. Soon.
Does K-Dog have a basement?
No, not at his new place.
Yeah, too bad.
If you have a basement, you'd like to host the BitSmack Weekly podcast.
Why are you breaking up?
Why am I breaking up?
Yeah, you were. Finish your joke.
If you have a basement, you'd like to host the BitSmack Weekly Tour 2005. Should I stop holding the mic?
Yeah. I don't have a good mic stand for him to use, so he's got it laying on his gut. And apparently there's something in his gut that affects the cabling of the mic.
How's that?
That's not breaking up. So we hope you all had a good Thanksgiving. I ate a lot. And you know what? I wonder what the etiquette was on wearing sweatpants or lounging pants to Thanksgiving dinner.
And what was the etiquette? Or did you ever find that out?
I didn't find it out. I erred on the side of caution and wore jeans.
You could always get those jeans with the elastic band.
I'm not 70.
Or white trash. Oh, yeah. Basically, I ate. I slept for like 4 hours in the middle of the day. When you got a bunch of kids running around, too, that's quite an accomplishment.
So, we'll move on to the BitSmack mailbag. And, actually, we'll go through my mailbox. I was just poking through, and RC doesn't even know this. But it was things that sound dirty at Thanksgiving, but aren't. And I got it through email, so everybody's probably already heard these. But here are some of the things that sound dirty at Thanksgiving, but aren't. If I don't undo my pants, I'll burst. Whew, that's one terrific spread. Don't play with your meat. Just spread the legs open and stuff it in. You know it's ready when it pops up. Apparently RC doesn't like these. Or he doesn't get them.
I want my 5 minutes back.
Okay, what do you have?
Nothing.
Well, at least I'm bringing something to the party.
Oh, if you're wondering where K-Dog is, and I assure you, you're probably not. he's got to work at Best Buy at 4 in the morning tomorrow on Black Friday, the darkest of all retail outlets days. So
why do they call it Black Friday?
Because if you ever worked in retail on that day, you see humanity at its worst. I'm still emotionally scarred from when I worked at Staples that one year.
Our other item in the BitSmack mailbag is we got an email message from Darian Day. And you know how we've been opening up with a song, and that's pretty cool. So he sent us, I don't know if he's really buttering up, because it starts out, "Hey guys, love the podcast, cause, well, you're angry and volatile." I was checking out podcast 511-03. Oh, November 3rd. The way it's written, I thought it was May 11th, 2003.
Those wacky Canadians.
Where K-Dog and I said we'd play anything. Well, he sent us a song from a local band in the area. And that play anything remark is going to get us in trouble one of these days. But luckily, not today. I emailed the band just to make sure that we could play it, and they said yes, which I was pretty impressed. They're from Canada in the Edmonton area.
The band is called Abandon All Hope.
And the song's called Another Year. Abandon All Hope with Another Year. Great song.
That was a good song. I'm going to have to email that guy and see if I can get a CD from them or something, because that was really cool.
We have links. We'll have links to their website and to their MySpace site in the show notes for everybody out there. So, yeah, that was cool. Thanks, Mr. Day, for sending that in. If anybody else has any good songs that they'd like us to play, and if we're legally allowed to play it, we'll play them. Shoot. Listen to the other crap we say and play. But that was a good band, so we can't say we play crap now. Damn it.
We can say that we play crap and good music. We play both kinds of music.
Crappy and good. Okay. Let's move on to news.
Well, the only news item, the big thing this week, is obviously the Xbox 360. You've already read about it on all the news sites. You've seen it on the evening news, people standing outside waiting for hours to get their hands on these Xboxes that are short in supply. I don't know that there's anything more that we really need to add to this story. It's crazy. I don't think the Xbox 360 is a huge leap. I don't even consider it a next-gen system because, I mean, it's
next-gen. I mean,
it's not a big leap. It's like the Xbox 1.5, basically.
They did a lot. The Xbox, they did a few things. Like, they limited it to 64 megs of RAM instead of, even though they had space for 128 in the first couple of revisions, which that was one of the cost-cutting measures they did. the Xbox 360 at least starts out with 512 megs, but I think some of that's shared with the video. But I think most of the people that are excited about the Xbox 360s are ones that do no PC gaming whatsoever.
That's true. But it's, I mean, the last generation leap was a big one because you went from CD-based systems to DVD-based systems.
That's not that big
now
a leap.
Now we're going from, it's not as big as a leap.
So it's like a step.
It is. It's like a baby step.
Well, and if you listen to the podcast I put up Monday night, which I forgot to put a link in the story, so the only way you would have been able to find it to listen to it is if you subscribed to the podcast, which you should do in iTunes. You can go to the iTunes music store, click on podcasts, and search for Bitsmack. Anyway, the first kid in line at our Walmart, I don't really think he knew what he was standing in line for. His newest machine is a PS1. So I asked him, why aren't you buying a PS2 and like 10 games for the price that your girl spent on an Xbox 360? And his comment was, well, that's so old. And the one game he said he was going to buy for the Xbox 360, LA Rush, is just an Xbox game. It's not even a 360 game. So I don't know what he was doing.
Wait, LA Rush?
Yeah, I don't even know what the game is. But that's what he said. So who knows? It's probably not even a real game.
Reminds me of when I bought the Xbox. I bought it the day after it came out.
Oh, here it is, LA Rush.
My reasoning was that I needed a DVD player at the time, so I figured, and this was back when DVD players were still kind of expensive, more than they were now, and I thought, well, why spend $100 on a DVD player when I could spend $300 and get the newest video game system? So I went in there. I didn't even know what games were being launched for it. I asked the clerk, what's the best game for the Xbox? And he said, luckily he said Halo. Because had he said Fusion Frenzy, the history of my video game experience might have changed drastically.
Man, you're such a chump.
And I played the hell out of Halo.
LA Rush is some racing game.
That's fantastic.
Yeah.
So that's news. I mean, who cares about the Xbox anymore?
And all the rumors, this will get down to commentary, so.
Let's go to rants.
Oh, you got a good one this week?
I'll think of one.
Yeah, that's a great rant.
I was giving you a chance to start. It's weird because I can't see you because that screen's in the way.
I know. You could back your chair up.
Nah, I'm not moving now. I got the mic where I want it.
I don't have any rants.
Nobody's
ticked me off this week.
Now, you're probably thinking to yourself, oh, it's obvious. RC is going to rant about the Xbox 360. And I'll give you that it does suck. And I don't like all the media coverage keeps getting. But that has nothing to do with my rant this week. My rant is the guys at the gym that are perfectly natural walking around naked. I first noticed it a couple of different times where people would actually be completely naked when they get on the scale in the locker room to weigh themselves. I guarantee, like, a pair of boxer shorts are not going to add 5 extra pounds to your weight. Come on, people. I mean, I'm never at completely naked at any given moment during my changing process. I don't know who these people are that are just stripped completely down. Oh, it's nasty. I honestly don't see why the human race has progressed this far, because I can't imagine any woman wanting to see what I'm seeing there. I don't know why they have sex with us at all.
I don't have a rant.
Yeah.
My week's been going just fine. So let's move on to commentary. Thank you. Man, every time I hear that, I think I need to re-edit that so it starts jamming a little bit sooner.
And you mention that every week,
too. I know. First piece of commentary. I'll say about the Xbox 360 in a little bit. I found a podcast called the All Robot Podcast. And basically, it's a podcast where somebody just has the computer talking all the time.
It's some kind of, like, text-to-speech program. Yeah. And they just load in, like, words.
Oh, I guess I could look at the... Well, here, let's listen to a little bit of it.
Welcome to the Master Robot Lecture Series.
And apparently robots are British.
The Master Robot Lecture Series features lectures randomly generated by the Chomskybot. And now, here's Professor Chomskybot.
What's she saying?
Chomsky. By combining adjunctions and certain deformations, most of the methodological work in modern linguistics may remedy and, at the same time, eliminate a corpus of utterance tokens upon which conformity has been defined by the paired utterance test.
Max Headroom was awesome.
Summarizing, then, we assume...
Okay, that's about enough of him.
Yeah, would you listen to a podcast that was completely made up of just computers talking?
And I'd like to know how they... I don't see what... That's not the Mac speech to text-to-speech.
No, it is better than the Mac, the one that comes with the Macintosh. So I don't know what they're using. Because ours don't sound nearly British enough.
But look, it says everything's automatically done. It's all automated. Huh. Anyway, I found it. I thought it was kind of funny. When people, because I know Brad doesn't like us when we have the computer read his email. So basically, that's for him.
Okay, next thing is, as you've probably heard on the local news, like, a lot of people are selling their Xbox 360s on eBay and getting a lot of money. K-Dog, he sold his for like $800. I don't think he got enough out of it, since a bunch of them are going for like $1,200. Which
the ones that are going for over $1,200 were won by people with zero feedback, and they had just opened up that account that day.
That's funny. But here's a... One of the ones, was this from an auction that went for, like, how much did it go for or something? Or does that matter?
It doesn't matter.
Well, anyway, some guy was selling
Here, I can tell you which auction it went for, but it doesn't matter.
Someone was selling their Xbox, and he put up a picture of the receipt to prove that he bought it that day and he actually had it. Because a lot of people were putting Xboxes up that didn't even have them in their hands yet. You can ask the seller questions and stuff, and it posts the questions and the answers in the eBay auction. One of them, and I'm going to read this verbatim just so you can understand.
And be sure you read it verbatim. I mean, make sure you understand that there's no punctuation at all in that mess.
There's no punctuation. Here we go. I will pay you the same price as that receipt has, and also that is the nicest thing you could do to please a other person, man. If that is me, I would keep it. So why don't you like it? So I hope you can accept my offer. Thanks, and get back to me. Wow.
So, I don't even think this guy could operate an Xbox 360.
I don't know how he got on the internet. So in the reply is, I cannot sell it at that price. I stood in line for 12 hours in the rain and cold to get this, and I need to feed my family. That would not benefit me. You know, he had me up until he said, I need to feed my family.
Yeah, I know.
Why are you spending $400 on an Xbox?
And standing in line for 12 hours. Why don't you get a job then?
Yeah.
He,
My family's starving, so I'm going to take our last $400 and parlay that into $800.
He got, let's see, I just brought it up. He got $960 out of it. Mm-hmm. $950. That did not meet the reserve, though.
Oh, denied.
But that's probably a good bid. The high bidder has 12 feedback. I was looking at one that's ending right now. It's up to 1,025. It's a premium system with an extra controller. And the high bidder has no feedback.
Nice.
His account was created today.
Let's go on there and start creating a bunch of accounts, and then just...
good luck collecting on that one, buddy.
Let's go on there tonight and just start creating a bunch of new accounts, and then, like, bidding way high.
No, they want credit cards and stuff now.
Oh, they do?
Yeah.
I signed up. If you look at my seller feedback, I signed up in 1998.
You are so far ahead of the curve.
I was awesome.
Well, and back to some commentary on the Xbox 360. Everybody's been saying, oh, if you didn't get the first patch, you're not going to get one until February. That's conspiracy theorists are all around with what Microsoft's really doing. Microsoft looked at the launch of the Sony PSP, and since the PSP didn't sell out immediately, everybody kind of looks at the PSP as a failure. So what Microsoft did was make sure that there wouldn't be enough 360s to go around. I started doing some quick math with the number of stores and averaging 40 Xbox 360s a store. And I came up with maybe 200,000 Xbox 360s available for Tuesday. The BBC is reporting that Microsoft's planning on selling 3 million Xbox 360s in the next 90 days. So that's a million a month. So basically, where are the other 800,000 that should be available between now and Christmas?
But isn't that 3 million worldwide? So you do have to include Japan and Europe.
But it's not like Microsoft, okay, we had the, we made the first batch.
They released 200,000 here, and then they released the other 2,800,000 in the other countries.
Well, it's like, okay, let's just set down the manufacturing facilities for a couple months. You guys take Christmas off. Come back in January.
Gates is that generous.
So I think this is all just artificially created. The people that made money on eBay selling them were the ones that I didn't even think of this. They put them up on Tuesday, one-day auctions, and that's where you got most of them. Most of them now are ending under $1,000 easily.
See, I think my biggest problem is that I underestimate the stupidity of America.
Well, I was surprised. Our Kmart, and I went up and interviewed a few of those people. Tuesday morning, they were going to have a drawing for the people to get it.
That I would be so pissed.
And there was probably 40 people in line. And this is a town of 8,000. So I was kind of surprised that many people
had $400.
Oh, I should have asked them, hey, who has $400 on them right now? Cash.
Yeah, I'm so sick of the Xbox 360. I'll have one in the spring. I just know it. But
okay, and let's see if we can go between now and Christmas without talking about it.
Yeah, right.
Okay, let's move on to reviews.
Okay, I have two reviews this week. First of all, last week I mentioned that I just bought Mario Kart DS, and now that I've had more time to play with it, it's a pretty good game. The wireless stuff works really easy. Once you can save up to three different access points on your DS, and I mean you can connect and get into a game pretty quickly. I've got on at some not peak times, and I did have to wait for a while for a game to fill up to get enough people. But the wireless stuff is pretty cool. The game itself is pretty cool. I mean, I was a huge fan of the N64 version. And even though this one doesn't feel quite the same, it's still pretty good. I'd say it's probably one of the best games out for the DS at this point.
Now, is every McDonald's going to get one, or?
I don't know how the wireless access point thing is going to work. You can go to NintendoWiFi.com and look for access points that work with the DS. But I got on here at Goz's house, and I don't even think you have one of the routers that's on the list, and it still worked, so it was pretty easy. My second review is last week I picked up Jay and Silent Bob Do Degrassi, which, if you're not a Kevin Smith fan, you probably have no idea what I'm talking about, but Kevin Smith's the guy that made Clerks, Mallrats, Dogma, Chasing Amy, Jay and Silent Bob Strikes Back. Well, they
go through his entire anthology.
Earlier this year they did like three episodes of Degrassi, The Next Generation, which is a Canadian high school soap opera type show. And so this DVD set is those three episodes, plus with every Kevin Smith DVD you get like the commentaries and deleted scenes and all that stuff. So if you're a Kevin Smith fan and you've never seen Degrassi, it's still a really enjoyable DVD. If you're a Degrassi fan, and pick it up anyway. I don't know. It kind of makes me want to go back and watch this Degrassi show, because it wasn't bad. It's a pretty cool show.
Okay, my review, and RC will jump in on this. Last night, we subjected ourselves to the movie Stealth.
Oh, I forgot about that.
But trust me when I say this, Stealth sucks.
Stealth is by far the most... Well, I don't know. You said Battlefield Earth.
I mean, it's not up there in Battlefield Earth or Wing Commander range.
But is it more... Did they spend more on Stealth than they did Battlefield Earth?
Yeah, the special effects are cool. The jets are cool. But...
If you ever wanted to see a movie where they just do these 360 shots around a plane and then zoom in on the cockpit, I think they do that at least 20 times in this movie.
They couldn't have the camera fastened down at all throughout this whole movie. It has to constantly be zooming in and moving all around. It just sucks. I mean, the plot's weak.
The best is when you predicted what was going to end, like, halfway through the movie. You're like, oh, well, this and this and this is going to happen, and this. And then it did.
Oh, it was so generic.
The best part is when the one guy... breaks out of this room, and they send in an entire army in vehicles with machine guns because this one guy got out. That was pretty funny.
Oh, man. The movie sucked.
The dialogue's horrible.
There's one scene where Jessica Biel and this blue-eyed guy go off swimming, and it really has nothing to do with the rest of the movie whatsoever, but it was just an excuse to have her...
in a bikini. I think he was taking pictures of her in the bikini, too.
And then
you have to be good-looking to get away with that. If you just go to the beach and start taking pictures of girls in bikinis, I guarantee you're going to get punched.
Oh, there's another thing. Something happens to Jessica Biel. And apparently the Navy issues low-rise pants as part of their uniforms and really short T-shirts.
Yeah.
So we didn't want to give away too much of the movie.
Yeah, just in case you're going to go out and rent that one. I give it a -2 out of 10.
I can't even give it a score. It sucked that bad.
But at least we've seen a new bad movie, so that instead of, like, when we see our next bad movie, we instead of saying, well, at least it's not as bad as Wing Commander, now we can say, at least it's not as bad as Stealth.
Yeah, because a lot of people out there haven't seen Wing Commander.
Or Battlefield Earth.
Yeah.
And with good reason.
Okay. What are you playing?
Mario Kart DS. That's pretty much it right now.
I'm over halfway through Sly Cooper.
Woohoo.
And still playing Castlevania Aria of Sorrows on my GBA.
That was one thing that was funny. We were talking about... with the Xbox 360, it has this new gamer card feature where it keeps track of your stats in every game online. And it'll say on this game you've made it to level 5, on this game you've made it to this level, and that kind of stuff. And Goz was saying, like, I want the internet to tell me that I haven't picked up a game for the last 3 months.
I don't want other people to know how much I suck. Okay, well, this is Goz.
And this is RC. Happy Thanksgiving, and stay tuned next week for a much better episode.